Thank you for taking a moment to pause in prayer. Let's read from the Good News Translation, armoring up with Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Finally, build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of his mighty power. Put on all the armor that God gives you, so that you will be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. For we are not fighting against human beings, but against the wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world, the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers of this dark age. So put on God's armor now. Then, when the evil day comes, you will be able to resist the enemy's attacks. And after fighting to the end, you will still hold your ground. So stand ready with the truth as a belt tight around your waist, with righteousness as your breastplate, and as your shoes, the readiness to announce the good news of peace. At all times, carry faith as a shield, for with it you will be able to put out all the burning arrows shot by the evil one, and accept salvation as a helmet, and the word of God as the sword which the Spirit gives you. Do all this in prayer, asking for God's help. Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. For this reason, keep alert and never give up. Pray always for all God's people. Our spiritual formation verse comes from Isaiah 37:21 and 22. Because you have prayed to me, this is the word the Lord has spoken. What does this mean? This is in reference to King Hezekiah receiving word that he and his people were in deep trouble with another army that was ruthlessly destroying countries. This warning referenced the disappearance of other kings and the destruction of their worldly gods they followed. King Hezekiah immediately took the warning to the temple and prayed to the Lord. It's a bit lengthy, but I think we can learn a lot from the heart and motivations that led to prayer with answers from the Lord. Hezekiah prayed, "Lord of hosts, God of Israel, who is enthroned above the cherubim. You are God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made the heavens and the earth. Listen closely, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. Hear all the words that Sennacherib has sent to mock the living God. Lord, it is true that the kings of Assyria have devastated all the countries of their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire, for their gods are made by human hands. Wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. Now, Lord, our God, save us from his power, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord, you alone." And then in the next verse is our spiritual formation focus. The Lord, the God of Israel, says, "Because you prayed to me, this is how I will answer." I love Hezekiah's faith demonstrated here. The warning he received announced his sure destruction. Yet in the midst of that, he declares his praise to the mighty creator of all nations and kingdoms. And he's asking the God of the universe to save them for his own glory. He's not asking for his own self. He's asking for God's glory to be displayed so that others would know that he is the true God. What faith, no fear, just steady assurance. Let's petition for our loved ones with the same steady assurance that God is ready, willing, and able to answer our prayers for his glory because he is worthy.
Hello, I'm Sophia. I'm a senior and have attended the school since 10th grade. This week's attribute is God is worthy, which is defined as one who is worth or value, honorable or admirable. The scriptures for this attribute are Revelations 4:11, which says, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created." Psalm 18:3 says, "I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." And 1 Chronicles 16:25 says, "For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods."
Lord, I praise you because you are worthy. God, just as Hezekiah knew that you are worthy and went to you to be saved from his enemies and declared you the creator of all things, he knew you are worthy and you are greatly to be praised and feared above all worldly gods. Father, we just thank you Who else is worthy? Father, forgive us of our entitlement that makes us think that we are worthy of worldly things. God, may we come to you just as Hezekiah did and ask for your glory to be displayed. Thank you for being an example to us. Thank you for your word throughout all time and all creation, through all people, of the challenges that there is in being human, and for the truth of who you are and who you continue to make yourself known to be. God, you are worthy. Amen. We want to pray scripture about this attribute over our loved ones. Remember in the long silent pause to say the name of whoever the Holy Spirit is guiding you to pray for. We're praying from Colossians 1:10. Lord, may live a life worthy of you and please you in every way, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. Amen.
This week we pray for students' hearts. May students who attend our school flee youthful lusts and instead pursue faith in God, righteousness, love, and peace.
And finally, our concluding question. What do we learn from Israel's kings? We learn that no sinner can fulfill God's intent for humanity to rule with perfect wisdom and righteousness over creation. Even the best kings of Israel failed this high calling. We need a perfect king to provide eternal protection and peace. Check out Isaiah 55, 8-9 and John 18, 36-37. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more info on concluding questions, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West, The Gospel Way Catechism.